With rants and raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves with Gary K. Hey everyone, this is Gary K. and welcome to another pre-ISE edition of my Rants and Raves video cast. ISE is coming up in just a couple of weeks, and I've been counting down the days by joining my hooking up with some friends on the way to the show. One of those is Roger Takis, who is the executive vice president of Lightwear. Roger and I have known each other since before both of our current lives, a long time, Californian. And Lightwear has been doing some amazing things the last, I don't know, say half a decade, maybe longer, maybe 6-7 years, with focusing on USB and USB-C products. And your Taurus product line has been sort of a bellwether that everybody's been shooting at.
Well, thanks, Gary. Yeah, I mean, it's been a great run. The last 5 years of Taurus has been absolutely fantastic. This year, we're going to move into some new areas with Taurus that we're pretty excited about showing over at ISE.
Well, you're going to be in Hall 3 in booth C800. That's a really popular hall. That's where a lot of the display companies are, as an example. I know that you're going to focus. You have the new, which we talked about before, the dual screened extended desktop Taurus. That is shipping now, right?
It is shipping now. It just started shipping at the end of the year last year.
Yeah. And how's that doing?
Well, we can't keep them on the shelf. I think that's a good indication that it's doing pretty good.
And what about your pro docking station?
So the new smart dock, we're going to debut at ISE here for the first time.
Okay.
So we're pretty excited about this new product. So I'll tell you more about that.
Yeah, tell me. I want to hear about it because I know a little bit about it. I've been teased a little bit, but tell me what's different about it than all the other docking stations that are out there.
Well, that's it. That's exactly it. What makes it different? And that's an important thing. So if we look at a regular docking station, you know, it's a USB-C docking station where you plug it into your USB-C port on your computer. It supplies charging and plugs in a bunch of USB devices and does all the basic stuff like that. But what this one does that's really unique and different is that it's going to also sit on the network. So it can be monitored and managed, and you can tie it into some hoteling or hot desking software. So with Teams or Zoom or anything like that, and we actually have some pretty large customers right now that we're talking to, they can find out where people are and they can find out if that desk is actually.
So hold on. It'll tell them which person docked with that dock based on their ID on their computer, or how does that work?
If the customer is set up with the correct environment for Teams or Zoom, potentially, when they plug their computer in with a USB-C port, it will know who is sitting at that location.
Okay, so then I assume that since you know that, you can actually self-configure, meaning every time you dock, it's going to pull up the configuration you want, how you want to use it. But also it logs, I guess theoretically, you could log them into Zoom and Teams, and all the equipment in the room, for example, would automatically be connected to their laptop.
Well, I mean, you can look at that as a room or like at a desk. Yeah. These are going to be areas, workspaces where there's going to be cameras and microphones, keyboards and mice that will be sitting there for people to walk in and use. They literally just have to plug their computer in on the USB-C port. They get charging and all the devices at the same time. And then all that software that's managing where people are available, what spaces are available and where people are, will know where people are and will be able to open up spaces that are available where no one's connected. So it's a very exciting new product.
And whose software is that? Is that some software piece that you have developed?
No, that's our completely open API. Okay. So we work with any software that's on the market today to be able to do that. So
and it's right now through the network.
Yeah, so it's all going through the network. So it's a direct connection directly to our Taurus products with the API to go right into their software and be able to pull that information.
Most of the time when I have seen Taurus products integrated, they've been mounted up underneath desks or on the legs of tables and in credenzas, things like that. But you're going to have a new rack mount UCX TX Taurus product, right?
Yeah, actually, this is a product that we listened to a lot of the demand over the last couple of years. And people were asking us for a Taurus with everything on one side And so we made a transmitter version of the Taurus where all the connectors are on one side, so it goes in a rack real easy.
So the idea behind that would be that if you have a station that has a rack in it, you'd be able to rack mount it. Or I guess another way you could look at it is it simplifies cable management because you're always running the cable to one side. So you could turn it around where you're not seeing any of the cables, maybe take that through a riser or through a cable tray or something like that, a cable management system where all you're seeing is the front panel. Is the front panel product look really cool or what?
Oh, it's just a little simple thing with some buttons on it. But yeah, the big market is actually your market. It's the education market.
Yeah.
People want to put it in lecterns and they want all the connectors on one side.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. I like that. So then that way it's kind of, that's like a docking station that's not going to disappear and you don't have to worry about zip ties. That's one thing that I see a lot of people using is zip ties.
You're not going to be putting the box down on a rack shelf and having octopus legs go all over the place.
Yeah. And the truth of the matter is, again, you're in Hall 3 booth C800. You have a bunch of other products you're going to launch that are related to these products. So it's definitely going to be worth it. People need to make a plan to stop by there because you have kind of, you're one of those companies. I say Vadio is another one that kind of pioneered USB connectivity with their cameras originally. Of course, the direction that Teams and Zoom have gone, I think played right into your hands, Lightwear's hands, into, you know, kind of focusing on this segment of the market. So, I'm excited to see what you do at ISE.
Thanks, Gary. I'm hoping I run into you over there this year.
You will. You'll definitely run into us. And we're going to go there and shoot videos on all the stuff we talked about, but also the other, I don't know, he's got another half a dozen products they're going to launch at the show. So we're going to shoot videos on all these. If you're watching this after the show, you can see all of our coverage at raypubs.com/ISE. And you can type in Lightwear in the video search window and you'll see all the videos we shot. In the meantime, Roger, people can always go to lightwear.com.
Lightwear.com. Everything's on there.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks for joining us.